there's a somewhat new school-sanctioned sport in Maine, unified basketball. The game brings together students with developmental disabilities and those in the general population. The program comes out of the Special Olympics with a goal to create more inclusive school sport. As Patty White reports, team members and coaches say the program extends well beyond the basketball court.
On a recent Friday afternoon, the gym at the Saucopee Valley High School had all the elements of a typical basketball game. Cheering fans filled the stands. Cheerleaders rallied teams. And 10 players, five on each team, dribbled the basketball up and down the court, trying to score the most points possible. But this isn't quite your typical basketball game. It's co-ed, grades 8 through 12, and on the court, each team has three players with developmental disabilities. Two other players are from the general population, serving as the other athletes' partners.
Partners scored 25% or less of the baskets.
But on the Saucopee Valley team, Coach J.C. Ritter says partners haven't scored a single point all season. They always pass the ball to their teammates. That's because in unified basketball, it's less about the outcome of the game, says player Hannah Jordan, and more about something else.
Just like you have fun and have a good time and don't care about winning.
Jordan is a senior who's competed in Special Olympics for years. What makes unified basketball unique, says her mom Chris Jordan, is the unusual camaraderie between teenage peers, some who happen to have developmental disabilities and some who don't.
This way, it's into the public a little bit more, and that's a good thing. That's what they need. They need that, interaction.
And there's not always a lot of opportunity to interact at school. Junior Anya Mason says the prospect of joining the unified basketball team was intimidating at first.
Because there's a lot of people, and I'm never a people's person.
But it didn't take long for her to feel comfortable.
I actually can talk and actually play well with others.
Tell me, what's your favorite part about being a part of the team?
I actually got to meet new people that I actually can call a friend.
We go to school with these kids and we don't really know who they are, and we've become such great friends.
Sophomore Izzy Eldridge says she joined the team because she wasn't ready for the regular basketball season to be over. If anything, she says she likes unified basketball more because there's less pressure. It's competitive, but the overarching goal is about forming lasting bonds.
I see them in the hallway every day, and we say hi and give each other high fives. It's awesome.
Special Olympics started its unified sports program in the 80s. Teams have played in Maine for the past several years, but on a more casual basis. It was 2 years ago that Maine Special Olympics approached the Maine Principals Association to take unified basketball up a notch and sanction it as a school sport. The Maine Principal Association's Mike Burnham says it just made sense.
I don't think we could have imagined how it was going to be accepted here in Maine.
17 teams formed the first year. This year, says Ian Frank of Maine Special Olympics, it nearly doubled to 32.
I'd like to double it again. Our next thing I think that we're facing is, basketball is growing, but now the interest is there that schools want a new sport to be offered.
Funding can be a barrier for new sports, but Maine Special Olympics offers up to 2 years of scholarship funds to help schools get programs off the ground. This is Saucopee Valley's first year to offer unified basketball. Coach J.C. Ritter says its strength is that it brings students together in a way that's not forced.
It's very natural. Kids like to get together, they like to compete, and they like to find success. And in this case, we're celebrating everyone's success.
During the game, nearly all the Special Olympic athletes on the Saucopee Valley team score a point, including senior Zachary Sprague.
We are doing so good. We're actually doing better.
Saucopee Valley has two more games on Wednesday before competing in the playoffs. But players and coaches hope the high fives in the hallways will continue well beyond basketball season. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.
Talks on three. One, two, three, ha!